This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This letter goes to Brad Smith, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Amber Helton, please note the following medical letter, period. First name, A-M-B-E-R, Amber. Last name, Helton, H-E-L-T-O-N. On April 28, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. The patient is a 37-year-old female, height 5'8" tall, weight 220 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about October 31st, 2021, period. She was proceeding with the right-of-way through an intersection in Greencastle, period. The wrongdoer failed to yield and ran a stop sign, pulling in front of the patient's vehicle, forcing the collision, period. No airbags were deployed, but the patient did sustain injury, period. She was in a Jeep Grand Cherokee with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she was jerked. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, left shoulder and entire back, period. Later, she developed headache. Comma, left elbow and left arm pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still experiencing pain in her neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, and left elbow, period. New paragraph. The neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was treated with physical therapy, medication, and an injection. She was told that surgery would be necessary in the future, period. The neck pain is intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 8 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing, piercing, and stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10, to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. It radiates both down both arms to the elbows, period. The left is worse than the right, period. New paragraph. Her left shoulder pain also occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was told that it was a frozen shoulder and pinched nerve, period. She was advised that she needs surgery for the frozen shoulder after she has surgery to the left elbow, which is a pinched nerve, period. She was treated with physical therapy, medication, and 2 injections, period. The left shoulder pain is dull and throbbing, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down to the hand, period. New paragraph. The left elbow pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was told it was a pinched nerve and surgery was advised, period. The surgery was recently approved from the insurance company and will probably occur within the next 4 weeks, period. She was treated with physical therapy and medication, period. The elbow pain is constant, period. It is a stabbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It radiates to the hand, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was the next day she was seen in the emergency room at Hendricks County. She was treated and released after x-rays, period. She saw her family doctor a few times and referred to pain management at Sycamore several times, period. She did have three injections, period. She had physical therapy at St. Vincent's several times with dry needling, period. She had physical therapy at IU and Spencer several times, period. She saw the spine surgery in Anderson at IU, Carmel. She was diagnosed with a pinched nerve in her neck and was referred to a pain clinic in Bloomington, period. She was seen several times, period. Tests were ordered, and she had more physical therapy, period. She was seen at the Hand and Shoulder Center in Avon several times. And they discussed surgery to the shoulder and elbow, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, laundry, comma, yard work, comma, gardening, comma, working with puppies, comma, lifting over 5 pounds, comma, lifting over her head with her left arm, comma, dressing is difficult, comma, sports such as football and basketball, I'm sorry, football and baseball, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include pregabalin, comma, ibuprofen, comma, cyclobenzaprine, comma, medicine for pain, comma, doxycycline, comma, Seroquel for sleep, comma, Ambien, comma, Naprosyn, comma, Buspirone, comma, another anxiety medicine, comma, and an allergy medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes pregabalin, comma, Naprosyn, comma, a pain medicine, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, anti-inflammatory, comma, sleep medicine, comma, exercises, comma, and an elbow brace, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for allergies, comma, anxiety, comma, acne, comma, and ADHD. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for right leg fractured ankle, comma, carpal tunnel bilaterally in 2023, comma, and two cesarean sections, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals no prior neck surgery, period. I'm sorry. Past traumatic history reveals no prior neck injury, period. She is not sure if the neck was injured in an automobile accident at least 10 years ago. However, she was only seen for this in the emergency room and did not have any major treatments, period. She may have injured her left shoulder in an automobile accident at age 17. It was treated for tendonitis a couple months without permanency or residual, period. Her left elbow was never injured in the past, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident over 10 years ago, injuring her neck without major treatment, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident at age 17, as discussed above, injuring her left shoulder with a concussion, and her temporomandibular joint was treated a couple months without permanency, period. The patient was involved in a minor automobile accident but no injury, period. The patient has not had a history of work injuries, period. The patient had an assault in 2019 of a sexual nature without permanency, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is a medical assistant full-time, period. She missed 1 year of work as a result of this injury, period. Her present restrictions are desk duty, period. New paragraph. Upon review of an extensive amount of medical records, I'd like to comment on a random sampling of some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room record, Danville emergency, November 2nd, 2021. States 33-year-old female with a history of degenerative joint disease who presents 3 days after MVA, period. She T-boned another vehicle, period. Complains of left-sided neck pain with turning her neck, period. Pain is achy, worse with turning her neck, period. Physical examination with the abnormalities were documented, period. They state no indication for any imaging, period. Will symptomatically treat and discharged with PCP follow-up, period. She was given a Toradol injection, period. Final diagnosis was motor vehicle accident. Initial evaluation, period. End of that report. Indiana Hand-to-Shoulder Center, June 14th, 2023. 35-year-old female who presents with numbness slash tingling in her hands bilaterally that seemed to fit the median distribution, period. End of that report. Beltway Surgical Center, date of procedure, September 13th, 2023. Procedure performed, right carpal tunnel release. And number two, right median nerve block at wrist, period. The diagnosis was right carpal tunnel syndrome, period. Indiana Hand-to-Shoulder Center note, June 6, 2023, presents with worsening bilateral hand numbness and tingling, period. The patient's report has been going on for several years, period. She sustained a motor vehicle accident approximately 1 year ago, sustaining a cervical disc herniation reported per the patient, period. She saw Dr. Sycamore for pain management, and she has not had any injections in her neck, comma, but she has been doing physical therapy for the past 6 months without significant relief in her pain, period. She reports that she does have pain radiating down her left upper extremity, period. Regarding her bilateral hand numbness and tingling, comma, she reports the left is worse than the right, period. She has been worsening since the car accident, period. On physical examination, she has decreased cervical spine range of motion with a positive spurling, comma, atrophy, comma, worse on the left than the right, period. She has mild thenar atrophy, period. She has a positive elbow flexion test as well as a positive direct compression ulnar nerve at the elbow, period. She also has a positive Tenelle's at the cubital tunnel, period. Imaging outside MRI were reviewed, mild flattening of the ventral fecal sac without evidence of foraminal canal stenosis, comma, demonstrating mild degenerative cervical stenosis and spondylosis at C4-5 and C5-6, period. Assessment, bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, as well as possible cubital tunnel syndrome, comma, left greater than right, period. She also has signs and symptoms concerning for left cervical radiculopathy, period. We will get an EMG nerve conduction study, period. Recommend strict nighttime splinting, period. Regarding her left cervical radiculopathy, we'll have her follow up with her primary care doctor for possible spine surgery, period. End of report. Indiana Hand-to-Shoulder, June 27th, 2023, returning for follow-up evaluation of bilateral hand numbness, period. Nerve conduction testing confirms moderate bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, period. Additionally, there are findings of bilateral C6 radiculopathy, period. Recommend proceeding with staged bilateral carpal tunnel release, period. she may need to see a spine surgeon for persistent symptoms, period. Indiana Hand to Shoulder Center, March 19th, 2025. 37-year-old female who presents for electrodiagnostic consult for left hand paresthesias, period. Impression, this is an abnormal electrodiagnostic study, period. One, there is evidence of mild / moderate left ulnar entrapment neuropathy at the cubital tunnel, period. Two, additionally, there is evidence for an overlying C6 cervical nerve root compromise that is affecting the left upper extremity, period. End of report. Cervical spine x-ray, September 26, 2022. A slight tilt of the cervical spine towards the right, and there's also a reversal of the normal cervical lordosis, period. End of report. MRI of the cervical spine, January 6, 2023. Mild degenerative cervical spondylosis at C4 or 5 and C5-6, period. End of report. Primary care office notes, September 26, 2022. Complains of neck and upper back pain since an MVA in October of 2021. She received two rounds of steroids, period. Assessment, chronic neck pain, period. End of report. IU Health Rehab Services, January 29th, 2024. Initial evaluation. She reports to have bulging discs in her cervical spine after accident, period. She had an auto accident about a year ago, period. She reports pain down the left arm, period. End of report. IU Health Rehab Services, January 29th, 2024. Diagnosis is thoracic outlet syndrome, comma, cervicogenic headaches, period. End of report. Horizon Health note, February 4th, 2025. Assessment, one, sacroiliac joint pain, two, lumbar radiculopathy, three, pain of the right shoulder, four, cervical radiculopathy. MRI does show mild multiple spondylitic spurring without cord compression, period. She does have also mild multilevel foraminal narrowing, period. She also has an EMG that shows probable C6 nerve root compression bilaterally, period. Referred to orthopedics who would like to rule out shoulder as a pain generator, period. Five, cervicogenic headaches. Six, thoracic outlet syndrome, period. End of report. Union Health note dated November 21st, 2022. Follow-up of neck and mid-back pain, which is chronic since MVA, sustained a year ago, period. Their assessment was, one, mid-back pain chronic, two, neck pain chronic, period. End of report. Wellspring Pain Solutions. Note dated June 12, 2024. Procedure was left intra-articular shoulder injection. The diagnosis was left shoulder osteoarthritis. Period. End of report. Reyes Radiology MRI of the left shoulder, May 10th, 2024. Showed mild distal supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis, as well as mild AC joint arthrosis. Period. End of report. Wellspring Pain Solutions. Note, dated May 30th, 2024. Reason for appointment was to discuss MRI results, period. This 36-year-old female presents today in follow-up after a left shoulder MRI, period. MRI shows signs of adhesive capsulitis, period. The patient continues to have moderate to severe pain of the left shoulder with decreased active and passive range of motion, period. Assessment 1, frozen shoulder left, 2, cervicalgia, 3, cervical radiculitis. Treatment for the frozen shoulder was intra-articular shoulder injection, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of October 31st, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, neck trauma, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number 2, left shoulder trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, frozen shoulder with adhesive capsulitis, period. Number 3, thoracic outlet syndrome. Number 4, left elbow trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and cubital tunnel syndrome, period. Next number, aggravation of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, improved with surgery, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of October 31st, 2021, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, because of this automobile accident, there is permanency to the neck, comma, left shoulder, comma, and left elbow, period. By permanency, I'm meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in these three areas, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient was advised that she will need 2 surgeries, 1 for her shoulder and 1 for her elbow, period. She was also advised she may need possible surgical correction in her neck if the nerve pain does not improve with the initial 2 surgeries, period. I would agree with this assessment for the possible need of 3 further surgeries, period. Some further injections in the neck and left shoulder will cost $2,500, period. The patient will need additional physical therapy post-op for each of her surgeries, period. Some additional splints will cost approximately $200, need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Ongoing medication will be $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. The patient obviously will need time off work postoperatively for each of her surgeries, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.